Episode number 1 of Computer Virus News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Troy Kennedy. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Someone Was Killed on 766 Maple Street.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
Police found the body of victim Maurice Dreyer in the parking lot of the Maple Street when Burlington police officers arrived at the scene. They found the man shot to death in his own home. Police determined that a 32-year-old male had been shot inside of 320 Maple Street, which is approximately one block away from where he was found. The court found no basis for a violation, and recommended dismissal of petitioner's second request. There is no Supreme Court rational basis to deny this Brady claim. Rather, the requirement for state courts was concurrence in the Supreme Court's reasoning and findings. Upon examination of the record, it is plain that the decisions by the state courts are objectively rational. Upon the conclusion of state review, the AEDPA provides petitioners with a year to bring their claims. The appeals court did not consider this delay, which was 6.5 months, unreasonable. The petitioner cannot prove there was a reasonable probability that the judgment at that trial would have been different had the prosecution disclosed that Richard Jones had been named in connection with another homicide that was being investigated. Most significantly, both Mr. Singh and Mr. Jones stated, without equivocation, that both witnesses saw petitioner kill a victim. The single fatal crash involved an intoxicated motorist, and resulted in a single death and injury. One resulted in 19 deaths, including a fatality of a pedestrian. Two deadly crashes occurred at this intersection since 2005, including a fatal pedestrian crash. In the last 15 years, there has been one fatal crash and dozens of injuries only crashes at US 422, Benjamin Franklin Expressway, Walnut Street. Within the city limits of Lebanon, US 422, Benjamin Franklin Highway, Cumberland Street has had 7 deaths since 2005. Over that same time, US 422, Benjamin Franklin Highway has also been the scene of more than 100 injuries-only crashes, making Cumberland Street Lebanon's most dangerous roadway. US 422, Benjamin Franklin Highway became Cumberland Street, narrowing down to a one-way, two-lane street. Traffic from State Route 72 merges back onto Walnut Street at the northern tip of Lebanon. State Route 72 really does connect a few main roads when running north and south, including Walnut, 16th, and Walnut. Maple Street is a two-lane street, posted speed limit of 35 miles per hour. Most crashes in Lebanon occur at places where one would expect them to occur. While that may sound like a minor discrepancy, it means Lebanon County had 200 more motor vehicle crashes in 2020 than it should. Given its size, using a new, non-biased estimate, we projected 38 to 58 species of ants were likely present at the Black Rock Forest. Based on results from all methods, we estimate the site is host to 38 ant species. Finally, we searched and collected the ants by hand over an hour throughout each plot, looking below rocks, in lower growing vegetation, and in the leaf litter. We conducted two sets of sampling-based rarefaction analyses, one using the individual traps as a sample unit, and the other using individual plots as the sampling unit. The rarefaction methods produced expected species numbers from the randomized data sample, and allowed ranking of different collection methods according to expected species numbers to be found from the standardized collection effort. It is important to also assess the compositional similarity of collections that are based on the different sampling methods. The values D12 equals S12 and the difference S12-D12 are the numbers of common species absent in one or both assemblages, e.g. both cookies and tuna snares performed poorly, supporting previous studies which have found that snares tend to accumulate small numbers of species with dominance or behavioral abundance. Malkin won a face-off in the Arizona zone and gave up the puck to Letang on the point. Letang had two assists as well, and while Malkin looked dominant at times, now well over a year removed from the knee surgery that limited Malkin's effectiveness at times last spring. Sidney Crosby needed all of 82 seconds to put the Penguins ahead, taking a nice cross-ice feed on Letang's backhand and then blasting the shot past the glove of Karel Vejmelka. It marked the first time in Sidney Crosby's career that he scored the Penguins' first goal of the season. His 36th goal was Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin's 120th game-winning goal of his career, which puts him one behind Gordie Howe for second on the all-time list.
Behind Jaromir Jagr. Obviously, it is always great to hear these kinds of milestones, numbers, said Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin. If Ovechkin passes Jaromir Jagr, Gordie Howe's 801 career goals would become the next milestone. This was Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin's first game back on the road since he made comments about the Russian invasion of Ukraine on February 25. After a second goal from Elias Lindholm with 40 seconds left put Calgary up 1, Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin had a chance to score on a hat trick in the dying seconds, but his shot on an empty net was turned aside by Lindholm. The result was an incredible rally of 766 shots, which went on for more than 10 minutes, only to stop when the second puck was inadvertently knocked out of play area, stopping the scoring.
This was Someone Was Killed on 766 Maple Street, by Computer Virus News, and this was episode number 1. My name is Troy Kennedy, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.